3. I go to meet this jolly, like she says, at her place. The building was broken down looking. It was even a worse place than where we live. The sidewalk is sticky. The garbage cans don't have lids. Somebody without teeth was talking to herself in front of the door. This jolly's apartment is disorderly and it smells. But I can see right away there's a lot causing it. Jeremy here, he's 2. And this here's Jilly, she says, jouncing a gooey baby in her arms, and something gurgles out of that one's nose, and Jolly scoots fast past me to the kitchen counter to pick up a rag to wipe it with. I look down at Jeremy. He walks away in that tumbling walk little kids have, and he goes and throws all 3 stained brown sofa pillows off the sofa onto the floor. This Jolly, she looks me up and down, and she says, "You don't look like you're beefy enough. These kids are heavy." She's referring to my skinniness, which the gym teachers refer to my whole life. I tell her I'm stronger than I look. She looks at me sideways.